Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary. It's my pleasure to rejoin you in reading God's Word together. Today is Sunday, January 11th. Happy Resurrection Day. I want to explain to you the reading guide that will take us through April. Each Sunday, we're going to get into the rhythm of reading the sermon passage. We'll be thinking about that passage, and then we'll be ready to hear the sermon when it is preached. We'll also be going through the Psalms every day, and then during the week, we'll be reading from the book of Romans. Several of our women's and men's growth groups are going to be going through the book of Romans, and so we're going to come alongside them. And sometimes on Friday or Saturday, we'll look at some supporting passages. In the middle of this plan, we're going to take a couple of weeks off from Romans, the week that we start Lent on Holy Week, and the week after Holy Week, Easter week, we're going to take time to think about passages that relate to these important times in our church calendar. I'll also have other staff members read passages that week just so you can get a break from what I think about the passage and hear other people's voices. Most of all, I just want to recommit myself and this podcast to doing God's will for His glory. As we read, I pray that the Lord would infuse this space with His Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit would encourage you through the Word, reminding you of Jesus' words, comforting you with who He is, and reminding you of the mission that you have as a follower of Jesus. All right, let's get into the text. Today's sermon text is Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 38. Would you read God's word with me? Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears Him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how He went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with Him. Well, I just wanted to read more, and you know, that's the beauty of perhaps reading this passage before you go to worship or before you watch the sermon, because you can read the context. Peter has been sent to the home of Cornelius, and he shares the message of Jesus with the people. They repent, and the Holy Spirit comes upon them. If we were to read on to verse 46, it says, they heard them speaking in tongues, praising God. So the Gentiles are speaking in tongues, and Peter says, surely no one can stand in the way of them being baptized. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. And so here begins the mission to the Gentiles, a people who are not Jewish, who didn't grow up knowing the laws of the Torah. But Jesus is for all people. And then we'll get into that in Romans as well as we journey this semester. All right, let's turn on over now to Psalm 1, a beautiful psalm, reminding us to stay rooted in God's word and to delight and meditate on His law so that we will yield fruit. I'm reading from the New International Version. This is Book 1, Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on His law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. I feel like if I were an English teacher, I would have a heyday with this passage. I love the simile here about those who delight in the law of the Lord. Verse 3 tells us that that person is like a tree planted by a stream of water. What a beautiful image. Yielding fruit because it's getting the nourishment that it needs from the stream. The leaf doesn't wither because it has a water source. And whatever it does prospers. Oh Lord, make us a tree planted beside you. Help us to abide in you and not to be cut off like the chaff, which is what verse 4 calls the wicked. They are like chaff. What happens to that chaff? The wind blows them away and they can't stand because they're like tumbleweed. Lord, help us to be a people who stand firm in your word, by your spirit, in the promise of who Jesus is. And would you, according to verse 6, watch over the way of the righteous and help us, Lord, not to be wicked, which leads to destruction. Amen. Amen. Okay. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. It is Sunday, and so as we pray, let us pray for all the congregations around the world who are worshiping Christ today. Will you pray with me? O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised. In every sanctuary across this world, Lord, where we speak the name of Jesus, may you receive all honor and glory. May our lives reflect your light. Help us, Lord, to be conduits of your love and your grace. I do thank you, Father, for the Advent devotional guide and all the many people who contributed to that. Wrote wonderful devotions. Lord, bless them and help us to continue to glean from the images that they provided. And Lord, as we seek to honor you in this semester, give us a renewed vigor for your word, which provides health and vitality for our souls. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.